There's a second one coming in.
Local bird aficionado Nathan Katsubis calls this technique pishing, for obvious reasons, just one of his many birding tricks.
For some reason, little birds are curious about that or angry about that, and they'll come in to check it out.
Last week, Katsubis shared some of his knowledge of local birds with a group of rookie birders.
Oh, there's a redpoll right in front of us here. It's in this big spruce. There it goes. Right in plain sight.
Katsubis started birding in college. He says it's a good excuse to get outdoors, and he just loves watching the little creatures fly around.
It's fun because, like, you know, birds, unlike mammals, like, they want to be seen. At least during part of the year, they're obvious to see. They sing and call, and they move around. It's just cool. They're pretty, and it's neat to watch the seasons turn with the birds, and they can fly, which is awesome.
Katsubis isn't the only one with an eye to the sky. Wildlife biologist Michael Swaim with the Togiak Refuge keeps a yearly list of all the birds he sees and when they arrive.
And it's pretty informal, you know, there's some slop in it, and it kind of depends on, you know, what people are seeing and what they're reporting.
Swaim gets out his list and counts up what he's seen so far this year.
So let's see here. Currently we've got 12 species on the list.
His list includes swans, pintails, white-fronted geese, varied thrushes, among others. According to the list, swans are about 2 weeks earlier this year. Swaim says because of warm weather, more water is ice-free, and that has allowed migratory birds to move up north faster.
Holy cow, there's tons of ducks.
Look at them flying!
Katsubis took that new group of birders out to Aleknagig Lake to get a look at some of the early migratory birds that are starting to show up.
Oh, I got two white-fronted geese.
Do you?
Swimming by the swans.
Let me see.
Katsubis is looking forward to a few weeks from now when he says there will be about 10 or 15 species in his yard.
You know, you can go out the front porch and have your cup of coffee and just hear bird calls.
Katsubis will be teaching an official birding class at the Bristol Bay campus early next month. It's a weekend birding and camping trip on Cape Constantine. In Dillingham, I'm Matt Martin.